Ladies and gentlemen, if we may, we'll start our work session. I think we have some people here that may have sat in for the first time. I'm not sure. Mr. Brinker, what I'll do, I'll call you to come to the mic, but before I do that, if I may, I'd like to ask Jeff Brannick to address the court and the group and to kind of lay out the issues that we're trying to resolve, give us an idea of what we're actually working on.
Yes, Commissioner, as you all know, Commissioner Alford has, for a number of years, been working extremely hard and trying to access every available method of funding the indigent healthcare system here in Jefferson County and working with interlocal groups and the hospitals. And this UPL program, the Upper Payment Limit Program, was one that y'all approved last year or this past year that allows our contributions to the care of indigents to be leveraged to bring more healthcare dollars back into this area. The court has also approved a contract several months ago with Boone Chapman in an attempt to get them to go out and find physicians and other healthcare providers who would participate in the indigent healthcare system. As it turns out, there may be some conflicts, hopefully easily worked through, that if we were, for instance, to, it's my understanding, were to enter into a contract directly between the county and the healthcare providers, that would jeopardize our participation in the Upper Payment Limit Program and potentially limit our ability to leverage those federal dollars for indigent healthcare locally. So Jeff Brinker, who is an attorney from Austin that represents area healthcare providers, is going to give us an update on the potential downfalls and hopefully some solutions and ways that we can hopefully attract more healthcare providers into the indigent healthcare system.
Thank you, Mr. Brand. Mr. Brinker.
Commissioners, good afternoon. The UPL program is a program that we're working on with the last. Basically, a program where hospitals provide charity care services to patients qualified in order to alleviate. As the hospital is providing charity care, the county no longer has to use the program is designed. Hospitals like the county, Medicaid program, without any program has worked successfully for the last couple of years. And January and February, we talked about extending services hospitals by food. Hospitals formed a nonprofit entity. Licensed Texas Medical by hospitals have a license to provide physicians. Could not provide those as the provider of services. The hospitals went out and formed the able to Jefferson County Clinical Services. Works with local providers. Hospitals contribute funds to the entity and Jefferson County Clinical Services for physician services. At Medicaid rates are applicable services to the county. Doing so, the county no longer has to pay. The county is free to use its money. Any state, the county, additional money in Medicaid generated about $1 million supplemental. Overall, the program is, as we work to manage the hospital, in the county, not otherwise, and additional services. of the challenges of the program at its root, I talked about charity. And at its root, the basis of the program comes from the vision of care without an obligation of care. As Jeff mentioned, if the county contracts with the provider, the county will have an obligation that provider. Once that happens, the hospital no longer provides charity services. The county will be obligated directly, any benefit. Contracts with that portion of the program available. What we would like to do is work with the county staff on collaboration. Have had everywhere, particular like contracts with like Jeffrey the party. Tony will not lose any control if services provided. Your question evaluate the other terms. How they're delivered. Real difference at work. Yeah, that sounds like all issues. Pivotal legal issues. Continued viability. Contracts with X. Fund with F. I suggest changes about talking about payments to providers, talking about vehicles.
No, Jeff, I see and understand, and you have received some what I call directions from me, and as far as speaking from the court standpoint, to visit with those hospitals, because there are some things that our indigent care services, because of UTMB being down, is fragile right now. And we expect you to bring that message back to them so we can find out how we, as a team, can work to better, work for the betterment of the citizens of this county. It's very important to me as a commissioner. I'm sure it's very important to this court, without a question, because what's most important to us is that our citizens receive adequate care, and if we can receive it at home, it would be that much sweeter to us. Then it would be a true win-win for everybody.
Alfred, I agree with you. I've represented here today, and we would like to set up a methodology to improve the staff and the hospital up to as much. Brian Chandler from Baptist Hospital, Max Owens Medical Center, Bill Heck from. You guys are here, they are here loud and clear that we work on the communication about health care. One of the, from a timing perspective, hit by the hurricane, opened up an opportunity to try to further back to certainly one of the ways that beneficial both sides like to build us. We will work together with Dr. Walks and other counties to improve the community in ways. Chapman, other, try to fill some of the gaps.
When you say some of the gaps, are we still going to have some holes in providing some services, assuming this agreement goes forward? Would it be, I understand there's some, regardless of how hard you try, there's still some certain specialties that can't be served in this area that may have to go outside the area. Is that correct? We would still have to have a relationship with UTMB or somebody else to provide those services? Is that a true statement, or is that just innuendo?
We provide in this community quite a bit of the services that they provide UTMB, but there may not be enough positions in certain areas to accommodate some of the concerns that we may have with citizens that are under the indigent program. So we may have to go outside to answer yours, but the most important thing is to make sure that we have understanding with the upper limits payment program and the different entities that we need to have our citizens, the people that we see and go to church with and to the grocery stores with, seen in our county. That would be a blessing to us, tremendous blessing to the citizens of the county. That's the major point that I was trying to make.
And I agree, if we can keep it local, I'm certainly in favor of that. And I think that that would be a win-win for expediting services as well as reducing travel expenses for and time for people having to go to Galveston or someplace else. I guess I was just concerned, are we still going to have a relationship with UTMB for some of their services that they're currently or were providing before Hurricane Ike?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Commissioner, if I may, is liaison over Health and Welfare 1, and Commissioner Senegal's over Health and Welfare 2. Y'all have both been involved with this issue. Mr. Swain, because there's some financial considerations, has been involved in our purchasing department, and Jeff Brannick representing the county judge. Is it fair to ask that y'all would come back with a recommendation to the court? I assume, Mr. Brannick, this is going to take an agenda item to move forward or clarify the issue.
So do we actually have a UPL contract, or is it in existence?
Yes.
Okay. Alfred, do you anticipate having court action? And is the group of stakeholders I mentioned acceptable?
I think right now we're fine with the discussion we have, and most important is to make sure that we get some working together, and that's most important. But I don't think we will have to have any court action at the present time. But if we do, we have to make some decisions on what direction that we would have to go. And that's predicated with those parties sitting now at the table making some decisions.
One thing we probably do need to address in court action, by next week, something on the Boone Chapman contract.
Right.
There was some preliminary discussions with seeing if the Jefferson County Physicians Group or whatever could contract with them and are able to get the benefit under that. Because we have engaged them Boone Chapman, to develop a network, and that's where this issue's kind of popping up. So I think we need to do things contractually where they can still use Boone Chapman and the research they've done and the work they've done and still go forward. And that might involve us, you know, terminating our relationship with Boone Chapman and then the other group picking it up.
And I agree with you on that.
But also,
like I said, that goes along with the line with Mr. Brinker, Mr. Gowen sitting down with those hospitals and kind of working some things out. I think they need to bring that to us first.
And we need to sit down, hospital, Gowen, right at that level. Maybe another week or two, complete that process. Certainly, doors are open. There is one thing that's completely unrelated. State has asked of the ETL program to sign a certain, if you recall, but last July, program obligations on the part of half of the county, but it nonetheless describes the county is working with the hospital. They would like that contract to be brought forward on an annual basis. Sometime between now and 30, I'd like to bring for amendment to that. As well as Judge signing. It is something to ask the court.
Mr. Brannick, if I may, would you mind chairing an ad hoc committee to address both issues and come back with a recommendation to the court?
I think the purpose of our side of the issue that you're in the process of having about contracts UPL program, I'd like to put a break on. We have a little work to do on our side, Dr. Walks, Chapman, back to the county.
No. Let's straighten that out right now. We want you to go and sit down with your clients, and we want you to sit down with Doc and Boom Chapman, and y'all get started on something. We will start the process, the other thing, to eliminate all contracts, but we want you to get started on that ASAP. So that's very important for the citizens that live here in Jefferson County. And I want to make sure that no variations between what I'm saying.
I apologize, I intended to say that.
Thank you.
Dr. Walks, are you satisfied we're on the right track?
Yes. The worry that they have is access. Careful. I would hope hospital representatives help us get in some of the doctors participate, whether they want to share in the health funds or not. But that could be one way of encouraging local physicians in our patients, because we've had that problem ever since Gavison has those certain special. You have to go to get any the hardship sometimes more than a hardship. Life threatening. That is one thing I would like to come out of. Yeah. Have better access. Better access.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, and Commissioner. And just to echo what I've been here now about 8 months, and echo what Commissioner Alfred has said, is that from prior meetings, we've had some discussions about participation as a group with the physicians, the hospitals. And I know the hospitals kind of view this issue as a business, and it's been said not by the hospitals, but just observers, that this is more of a business transaction. But it's a passion also, because Indigent Care, as you see, the county has committed funding for Indigent Care, which means that we've done, really proud to me coming on hand, they've done what it takes to get the hospitals, make it profitable to the hospitals. Now, if there are some issues that we are not hearing or seeing why Indigent Care, Commissioner Alfred's been kind of real kind, I'm gonna be perfectly honest with you. And sometimes I have to count to 10 and count, say my blessings before. But if there are some other issues that the hospitals are seeing that we are not hearing, why some people are not being served or why they're having to go to Houston or Galveston to be served, we need to know about it and try and address it. And Mr. Brinker, I appreciate you being at the forefront to try and facilitate that. And while the directors of those hospitals are here, I want to say that for the record, because where it may be a business to them, it's a passion to me. And I know it's a passion to the court and Commissioner Alfred. And I just thank God that I'm in a position to make some decisions to make sure people are cared for. Thank you.
And I can understand the position the hospitals are in too. What Yogi Berra say, if they don't come, you can't stop them. And sometimes that's the way it is with some of the specialists. So, but thank you, Mr. Brinker, for your presentation, and the court will await some recommendation from our ad hoc committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much.